Mary, Mother of God, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Mary, crowned with living light, temple of the Lord, place of peace and holiness, shelter of the Word. Mystery of sinless life in our fallen race, free from shadow you reflect plenitude of grace. Virgin Mother of our God, lift us when we fall, who were named upon the cross, Mother of us all. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, heaven sings your praise, Mary magnifies your name through eternal days. A shoot has sprung from the stock of Jesse, a star has risen from Jacob. The Virgin has given birth to the Saviour. We praise you, our God. Psalm 62. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water, so I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A shoot has sprung from the stock of Jesse, a star has risen from Jacob, the Virgin has given birth to the Saviour. We praise you, our God. Mary has given birth to our Saviour. John saw him and cried out, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Alleluia." A Canticle from Daniel 3. O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you angels of the Lord, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you the heavens of the Lord, O bless the Lord. And you clouds of the sky, O bless the Lord. And you, all armies of the Lord, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, sun and moon, O bless the Lord. And you, all you breezes and winds, O bless the Lord. And you, fire and heat, O bless the Lord. And you, cold and heat, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you showers and dew, O bless the Lord. And you frosts and cold, O bless the Lord. And you frost and snow, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you night time and day, O bless the Lord. And you darkness and light, O bless the Lord. And you lightnings and cloud, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you mountains and hills, O bless the Lord. And you all plants of the earth, O bless the Lord. And you fountains and springs, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you rivers and seas, O bless the Lord. And you creatures of the sea, O bless the Lord. And you every bird in the sky, O bless the Lord. And you wild beasts and tame, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you children of men, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O Israel, bless the Lord, O bless the Lord. And you priests of the Lord, O bless the Lord. And you servants of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you spirits and souls of the just, O bless the Lord. And you holy and humble of heart, O bless the Lord. Ananias, Azarias, Mizal, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. May you be blessed, O Lord, in the heavens. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. Mary has given birth to our Saviour. John saw him and cried out, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Alleluia." Mary gave birth to the King whose name is eternal. She united the joy of her mother with the honour of a virgin. Such as this has never happened before, nor will it happen again. Alleluia. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honour is for all his faithful. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Mary gave birth to the King whose name is eternal. She united the joy of a mother with the honour of a virgin. Such as this has never happened before, nor will it happen again. Alleluia. A reading from Micah 5. Therefore, only so long as a woman is in labour shall he give up Israel, and then those that survive of his race shall rejoin their brethren. He shall appear and be their shepherd in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and he shall be a man of peace. Responsory. The Lord has made known our salvation. Alleluia, alleluia. He has revealed his saving power. The Lord has made known our salvation. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has made known our salvation. Alleluia, alleluia. Today a wonderful mystery is announced. Something new has taken place. God has become man. He remained what he was, and become that which he was not. And though the two natures remain distinct, he is one. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today a wonderful mystery is announced. Something new has taken place. God has become man. He remained what he was, and become that which he was not. And though the two natures remain distinct, he is one. Let us give glory to Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Son of the Virgin Mary, wondrous child and Prince of Peace, may your peace be a reality in the world. Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus, may your gift of faith grow stronger in us every day, and find expression in all our ways of living. Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. You took our human nature to yourself, help us to grow in your divine life. Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. You became a citizen of our world, make us fellow citizens of your heavenly kingdom. Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. God our Father, since you gave mankind a Saviour through Blessed Mary, Virgin and Mother, grant that we may feel the power of her intercession when she pleads for us with Jesus Christ your Son, the Author of life, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.